Love this podcast? Support this show through the supporter feature from Acast. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Yes, Britain is blue, like the bloated corpse it is. As the Conservatives win the election with 364 seats, nearly one MP for every single day of the year, were someone to make the world's most gruesome desk calendar invented only for people to start each day with an, oh, fuck you. The people were sick of the last 9 years of cuts and indecision, and so they voted for the same government that was responsible for all of those, because maybe, just maybe, the only thing that was holding the Conservatives back was there not being enough of them. It's like having black mould in your home and attempting to clear it up by adding even more black mould. So after a campaign of lying, dog whistle racism, hollow three-word policies and hiding in a fridge like a bleached hairy elephant, Boris Johnson, a cross between a bar fight and a pool inflatable, is the Prime Minister of the United Kingdom, likely for the next 5 years, maybe even 10. There is nothing like saying to the world, yes, that's who we are, us, Britain, we're that fucking thing, tumbling around like a flesh boulder, shouting and doing what we like. Labour were decimated in the worst election loss since 1935, which is fine because nothing much happened after that one, did it? Oh dear. The North and the Midlands, the so-called Red Wall, collapsed as voters decided they wanted to just get Brexit done, their lives still very much blighted by bananas that just aren't bendy enough. Labour leader and man composed entirely of a tissue you left in your pocket and then put your trousers in the wash, Jeremy Corbyn, was also a major factor in voters' choices on account of everyone saying for years that he was unelectable, so why would you elect him when you've already been told it's not doable? There were also all the anti-Semitism accusations and Corbyn's want to sit on the fence over Brexit to heal divisions. But that was at odds with many, most of whom don't have a fence and felt actively ignored, but also all of those who felt divisions weren't actually big enough and what they wanted was to scale them up in order to cut Scotland and Northern Ireland off like a countrywide violent weight loss project. Corbyn has announced that he will be standing down as Labour leader, but not until the party has elected a new one, once again refusing to leave despite the vote, while also not quite wanting to remain. Whereas the Liberal Democrats, after a campaign pushing for a hard remain, did manage to do exactly that, well, in terms of staying exactly where they were, with the same number of seats. Ah, except one. Leader and the kid who always volunteers to read things out in class first, Joe Swinson, who was knocked out of Dunbartonshire East by the SNP, like one of the squirrels she swears she doesn't hunt. Her dreams at the beginning of the campaign of being Prime Minister or even blocking Brexit just ended with many Lib Dem candidates splitting Labour or other parties' votes and allowing the Conservatives an easier route in, like a last dying battle cry for the coalition era. Whereas Scotland told a very different story, as the SNP ended up with 48 seats. Leader and physical manifestation of the sound, Nicola Sturgeon, said Johnson had no right to stand in the way of another Scottish independence referendum, which shows she misunderstands just how often he unwillingly obstructs things. And nationalist parties now have the majority in Northern Ireland, as Sinn Féin have 7 seats and the Social Democratic and Labour Party have 2, while the DUP only have 8, after deputy leader and man who's entirely chin, Nigel Dodds, lost his. Still, I'm sure that after the DUP aided the Conservatives for so many years, that Johnson with his majority will now return the favour. I'm sure he'll treat them just like he does his own children. The Conservatives are now branding themselves as the people's government, which is a sort of phrase that something like lizard aliens might say in order to insist they're human, shouting things like, "We breathe through our eyes just like you," before then eating your face. Johnson has called it a new dawn, although that could just be one of the numbers in his phone to differentiate from the other one he knows. And he said he would work flat out, which I guess is just another way of saying there'll be more lying. Brexit will be happening at the end of January, and a new populist, very right-wing form of conservatism can now do what it wants for the next 5 years, though it's still very hard to tell exactly what that will be. Based on their manifesto, we know that criminal law will be quite as tough as it is now, but there'll be more shouting about it. Immigration controls will pretty much stay also the same, and there'll also be lots of nurses that are already there. I suppose the best that we can hope for is that Boris Johnson acts like a large, useless political paperweight, not actually achieving or doing anything. The worst, though, is that he's our Trump in appearance and behaviour, the two acting together across the Atlantic like Tweedlefuck and Tweedlecunt. And on our new Disney Plus NHS service, I'll get my insulin 6 months after I need it. Proposed border changes and voter ID mean it'll be harder to remove the Conservatives next time round too, despite obviously Labour having a brand new leader who everyone will praise for not being Corbyn before screaming at them for not eating crisps properly or wishing that they talked about everything in a different voice or that time that they swore at a dog. What is for certain is that United Kingdom seems set on a path of splitting up, which might mean that England and Wales are eventually referred to as former UK, the initials of which seem completely appropriate. Oh, and what's also certain is that Chickaramuna will probably now try to join the Green Party. Hopefully, in a year or so's time, we'll be invaded by a Middle Eastern country who feels that they have to intervene in order to save the people and instill democracy. Hello, you. This is just a very quick little something for you just to say that this podcast's still here and it will be throughout whatever happens next. I'm sure you're feeling dismayed. I'm certain some of you might be feeling frightened, very worried, and so much love to you if you are. Hey, there might be a few of you that are pleased and this is what you want, but I, you know, who knows where this is going to go? It's quite a scary day seeing this majority. My mum told me today that this feels exactly like when Thatcher got her majority back in 79. And hey, that all ended up being fine. Oh. But look, the first thing is, there's lots of people blaming everyone for things. It's Corbyn's fault. It's not Corbyn's fault. It's the centrist fault. It's not the centrist fault. It's the media's fault. It is the media's fault. It's definitely partly the media's fault. It takes time to digest and work out exactly what happened, some of which I'll be doing on Monday on the proper or nearly proper podcast episode that will be coming out then. But also, I think it's very worth saying that it's definitely Philip Schofield's fault, and we should all tell him all the time, fuck you, Philip Schofield, fuck you to hell. The other thing is just to say that as dark as it seems right now, it might well do for some of you, as I said, it does for me. You know, we've got to fight against it. We've got to pick ourselves up, take a breather this weekend, work out what's going on, find more ways to fight it, more ways to help each other out, more ways to support brilliant, wonderful causes, brilliant, wonderful local campaigns, brilliant activists, people that are doing things to actually make the country progressive. And I promise I will continue to find new and horrific ways to describe Boris Johnson and give you information so that you can understand what's going on in hopefully the most entertaining way possible. I would say, if you've got a chance, please throw us a coffee on the ko-fi.com/parpolbro page. I'm really in need of, actually, not even coffee. I'll just use it for whiskey. Please feel free to throw that over. But actually, if you've got money like that, send it to the Trussell Trust, buy some stuff for the food bank, support someone that needs it in your area instead. There will be a proper full, well, nearly full, as I said, episode on Monday. Listen, much love. And look, with everything that Boris Johnson's done so far, there's every chance that within about 3 weeks, he'll trip and fall into a well and we'll have to do this all over again.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.